Thank you for giving me the floor. Mr. Vice President, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I am pleased to give you further information on the topic of childcare. In Liechtenstein, the majority of families have both parents working, so out-of-home childcare is an important social component. This trend is also reflected by the fact that the Liechtenstein government is to further improve the compatibility of family and work as a goal for in its current government program. Liechtenstein is committed to ensuring the well-being of children through the creation of government-mandated quality standards in out-of-home childcare services. These standards are continuously updated and adapted to the latest scientific findings. In the field of childcare and the safeguarding of quality standards, Liechtenstein is committed to upholding the highest standards in the best interests of the child. For this reason, Liechtenstein financially supports private childcare institutions at the state and communal level. Operating a childcare institution in Liechtenstein requires a state permit. Such institutions are obliged to develop child protection concepts. They also need to provide proof of further training for their employees on an ongoing basis. In addition, the suitability of persons for working with children is checked according to strict specifications. Currently, Liechtenstein is in the process of implementing the work-life balance guideline of the EU. This guideline is in line with the needs of the majority of Liechtenstein parents, which were surveyed in 2018. In this survey, Liechtenstein parents wished that the economic and social structures are created in Liechtenstein so that they can look after their children themselves in the first year of life. At the moment, the mandatory maternity leave in Liechtenstein is 20 weeks. Liechtenstein is convinced that it is in the best interest of the child that parents have the opportunity to establish a bond with their child in the first months of life, as this serves as a neurobiological and developmental protective factor and has a positive effect on the further development of the child, but also the family structure. Following the recommendations of Vietnam, Venezuela, Costa Rica, Korea, and others, I may add some information about the topic of violence against children, including sexual abuse of children. Liechtenstein strongly condemns any form of violence to the disadvantage of children. In particular, Liechtenstein has focused on the fight against sexual violence and sexual exploitation of children for many years. Recently, the Expert Group on Protection Against Sexual Abuse of Children has been reorganized and now includes representatives of all relevant government offices that are confronted with sexual violence and exploitation of children in their daily work. The Expert Group serves as a national body to initiate and ensure the implementation of the requirements of the Lanzarote Convention. Accordingly, since the last UPR, service agreements with a professionalized victim counseling center have been established, as well as a 24-hour helpline for children and adolescents. All of these services are free of charge and completely anonymous. The expert group also organizes education and specialist lectures for people working with children, but also carries out awareness-raising work among the general public and ensures that children receive sufficient information about the dangers of sexual violence and exploitation online and offline. In cooperation with the Ombudsman Office for Children and Adolescents, an awareness campaign was mostly recently launched on the topic of raising children free of violence. In addition, Liechtenstein concluded a service agreement with a parent counseling hotline where parents, but also youth leaders, receive support on a 24/7 basis. This service is anonymous and free of charge. Preparations are also currently underway for an awareness campaign by the Commission for the Protection Against Violence on the topic of cyberbullying, for which the target group is children and young people. Following the recommendations of Canada and France, I may inform you about the topic of same-sex adoptions. In recent years, only married heterosexual couples or singles could apply for adoption in Liechtenstein. Adoption was not possible for same-sex couples. Following a decision by the state court, the legal clause in this regard was declared inadmissible as it violated the ECHR. On July 1st, 2022, a new law came into force that allows stepchild adoption by spouses or registered partners. In December 2022, the first reading of the new adoption law for same-sex couples took place in the National Parliament. The law is expected to come into force on June 1st, 2023. Liechtenstein emphasizes that the best interests of the child are at the center of adoptions and that these are examined in a multi-stage procedure in each individual case, irrespective of the gender and sexual orientation of the applicants for adoption. Thank you for your highly appreciated attention.